This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Home prices corrected for consumer price index inflation were nearly flat from 1890 to 1990. When nominal home prices are deflated by per capita disposable personal income, it turns out that real prices of existing homes fell 12%, while real prices of newly built homes fell 30% from 1975 to 2015. Married mothers are paid 76 cents on the dollar compared to men. Unmarried, childless women make 96% of what men make. Medically expressive anger is called intermittent explosive disorder. A 2006 Harvard study suggested that 16 million people suffer from this disorder. New York City public schools are among the most segregated in the country. 85% of black students and 75% of Latino students attend schools that are less than 10% white. Police in Bangladesh said they detained more than 5,000 people in the first 3 days of a countrywide security operation aimed at combating extremist violence against religious minorities and secular activists. American Airlines, Frontier Airlines, JetBlue, Silver Airways, Southwest Airlines, and Sun Country Airlines won rights from the Department of Transportation to begin flights to Cuba's secondary airports by the fall of 2016. A report from the U.S. National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine on the Fukushima nuclear power plant damaged by the earthquake that hit Japan in 2011 says that a lucky break is all that kept spent fuel from catching fire and sending radioactive smoke over a wide swath of that country. Accumulating spent fuel is also an issue in a number of U.S. nuclear plants. In the first quarter of 2015, cable and telecom companies spent $22 million on lobbying, ranking 11th by industry, according to Open Secrets website run by the Center for Responsive Politics. North Dakota is voting on a referendum to repeal a new law that had blocked corporate ownership of farms in the state for 80 years. An experiment on the London subway of filling all the spaces rather than leaving the left lane open for walkers has reduced congestion by one-third. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.